Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lori London. An active hostage situation continues at a cafe in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka. As many as 9 gunmen stormed a restaurant popular with foreigners in the city's diplomatic quarter. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston tells us it's unclear who is responsible.
ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack on this cafe in Dhaka, Bangladesh, and it issued its claim on its official media outlet, the Amaq News Agency. But U.S. officials who are tracking the situation confirmed that in the past, the group has used the Amaq News Agency to claim responsibility for attacks, but the U.S. officials don't have independent confirmation that ISIS is behind this attack. And in Bangladesh, there are a lot of competing extremist groups there that, in fact, could be behind this.
The State Department says all U.S. citizens associated with the diplomatic mission there have been accounted for. With millions expected to celebrate the 4th of July weekend in New York City, officials are ramping up security. New York Police Chief of Detectives Bob Boyce says they are doing everything they can to keep people safe.
You're going to see many officers with heavy vests, helmets, and long guns, and that's to protect the great people of this great city who can respond at a moment's notice to any incident.
New York Police Commissioner Bill Bratton says there are no credible threats. The added security is out of an abundance of caution. The head of the United Kingdom's central bank, Mark Carney, says the country is suffering from, quote, economic post-traumatic stress disorder following last week's vote to leave the European Union. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from London.
Carney said the central bank was preparing to lower interest rates to help support the economy. Interest rates here are already at a record low, 0.5%. After yesterday's political chaos, many UK business people just want more certainty. Max Steinberg chairs the International Festival for Business, which is wrapping up today in Liverpool. He says he remains optimistic about the UK economy, but says leadership has to be settled so the country can move forward.
At the moment, we face a hiatus as the Prime Minister is moving out of number 10 Downing Street over the coming months, and we need a new incumbent in place. However, that gap of uncertainty needs to be as short as possible.
The central bank's hint at another rate cut boosted London's FTSE 100 stock index. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
British stocks have regained all the ground they lost since the Brexit vote last week. On Wall Street, stocks are also on the rebound. The market's closing the week up 3% for the biggest weekly gain since November. The Dow finished the day 19 points higher to close at 17,949. The S&P 500 gained 4, closing at 2,102. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 19, closing at 4,862. This is NPR. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she'll accept official recommendations from the FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. Lynch says she understands how a meeting with Bill Clinton cast a shadow over public perception of the investigation. But Donald Trump continues to seize on the opportunity. Trump telling a gathering of conservatives in Denver today that the meeting opens up a, quote, Pandora's box. The experimental artist Ben Patterson has died at home in Wiesbaden, Germany. He was 82 years old, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports. Patterson was part of the Fluxus movement.
Ben Patterson once described Fluxus as a group of artists in the 1950s and 60s who were dissatisfied with the status quo and wanted other ways of perceiving reality. Other Fluxus artists included Yoko Ono and John Cage. Patterson's Variations for Double Bass calls for a range of objects, from clothespins to toy whistles. Born in Pittsburgh, he was a classically trained double bassist. Because he was black, he couldn't find work with an American orchestra, so he played with groups in Canada. Patterson worked as a reference librarian and had his own music management company. Retrospectives of his work were held at museums in Houston and Harlem. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Lottery players have a shot at the 10th largest jackpot in U.S. history tonight. Nobody won Mega Millions since March 8th, so the prize has steadily grown to an estimated $415 million. This is NPR.